as well, Bob. Thank you. Here's Paul with us now.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah,
Bob.
Okay.
Happy Friday to you. How's your day going so far?
Yes. Good.
Good.
How
good. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's important. I mean, I know you've been around for a long time, 25 years. Congratulations on the success of your business. That actually qualifies you for what we call our legacy rate, right? At 25 years, it kicks in. That's where we reduce the cost of the service by actually 50%. We prefer to work with businesses that are established. You know, 5 years, you get 10%. You know, 10 years, you get 20%. But at 25 years, we'll cut your rate in half because we know that you do quality work. We know that you can handle more business and as much business as you're able to take on. Now, keep in mind, it's not designed to inundate you with more work. It's not designed for a company that's starving for work, but you will get a steady stream of phone calls directly to you from both residential and commercial clients who have seen your website before they called you. So I'm looking at that site now, and it's a nice looking site, very detailed, a lot of information about your company, about the services that you provide. It's even got reviews on there so people can see that, you know, others are using your service and saying good things about you. The one problem with your website, and I'm sure you're already aware of this, Bob, it's a little hard to find unless someone knows the name of your company. Now, obviously, you've been around for a long time. People will search for you by name. They'll be able to find your website, and that is a good thing. But I think what you want, and the whole reason for having a website, is for people to find you on their own and call you. So they won't have to know the name of your business, but they will find you when they're looking for really any of the services that you provide. We'll create the content that the search engines search for, and it's almost 70 different directories. If you don't already have it, we'll create it. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, dozens and dozens of directories and submissions that are not as well known to the public, but still equally important to the search engines. They all talk about your services, your service area, and then link back to that that great-looking website that you've got already. Now, we offer the services on a month-to-month basis because of where you are, because of your service area. Even though it's only 20 miles, you're servicing a densely populated area. You've got a lot of competition. I want to make sure that we're able to keep your business right there on the front, make sure that you're getting the maximum return on investment. I recommend including paid ads, at least paid Facebook ads, quite affordable. It's just an extra $100 as a flat add on there to the $199. That's the reduced rate for the local campaign. Saves you $200, again, 50%. The $199 for the local campaign with the Facebook ads included, you're looking at $299 as an exact amount. It would bill once a month for that amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, you're not paying for leads. There's no third party involved. The calls come to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate, Bob. I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for Subcool?
Yeah, if it's honest, because I worked with a lot of companies, but they touch something, but I don't see results. So
well,
that's why.
Yeah, I hear you. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. Now, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page.
I'm on your website right now.
Oh, you are? Okay. So
I'm on your website, yeah.
This is the pricing page. Now, you cannot navigate to the pricing page without that direct link or unless you type in /SEO packages or dash packages. But I did also text that out to you. We just kind of don't want our competition to be able to see exactly what we do or what our pricing structure is. So if you wanted to click on the link or if you're on the website itself, you just have to type in /SEO-packages, and it will pull up the pricing page. You would be looking at the Platinum package, which is the most affordable way to cover kind of the greater LA area. Even if it's just the 20 miles, I recommend including those Facebook ads. Now, we've been around, if you can see it anywhere else, but it's certainly quite visible on our pricing page. We've been around since 2004. In fact, tomorrow, and I wonder if they're going to do it over the weekend, but tomorrow's our official 18-year anniversary, the 17th. We started in 2004, so they are going to change certainly on Monday or by Monday, that 17 to 18 years, because it's been 18 years now that we've been providing these services. Google recognized our experience and our expertise over 6 years ago when Google was looking for SEO companies, digital marketing firms to partner up with to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses. They do have a nationwide chain that does work with those bigger chain companies, but for small and medium-sized businesses, you know, they do have the partnership program. Now, the program for Google Partnership is really designed for paid Google ads. Now, that's a $300 minimum. That's the Platinum Premier package. The Google paid ads bumps up the cost of that package. We wouldn't necessarily need to do Google ads, although it's still a good way to get a bang for your buck. But it's, like I said, just a little more pricey than it had been until about a year and a half ago. It was just a $100 minimum, but then they bumped it up to $300 minimum. So it's not always, you know, in the budget of some companies. But as you're looking through that website or the pricing page link that I sent out to you, did you have any questions for me?
Did you send the link on the email?
Yeah.
Or,
no, by text message, by text.
Or send me an email.
Okay, I can do that. Looking at the
subcoolinc@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm pulling it right off of your website. So I'm going to send you also, and give me just a second here to do that, not just the link that I was sending out to you, but I'm going to send you information about our company and you know, our services, what we'll be providing for you here. I'm just reducing the cost because you've already got the website. And is that website something that you did on your own, or did somebody else build that for you?
No, I'm working with company. I have campaign.
Oh,
my
you mentioned, could you say that again?
Hi-Boo.
Oh, Hi-Boo. Yeah, I'm familiar with Hi-Boo. Yeah.
Yeah, my campaign is, I work with Hi-Boo, yeah. They do my campaign, my website.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Hi-Boo. So you said before that you weren't happy with the service you were using. Were you referring to Hi-Boo?
No, no, it was another company like you, not for marketing, for
oh, I got it.
I was three companies.
You're with Hi-Boo now. Okay.
Yeah,
and,
now
we're, and
I've been in Hi-Boo about 5 years. I'm happy with them. They're good.
Oh, so you've been with Hi-Boo for 5 years.
Maybe 8 years, yeah.
Okay, so you were referring to a different company before. So if you're with Hi-Boo and you're happy with Hi-Boo, I've got to ask, when Richard called you, you didn't hang up on him, right?
Yeah.
So what would you want us to do that you're not getting from Hi-Boo? Are they doing Facebook ads or Google ads or like Google Guarantee local service ads, which is a pay-per-click vetted by Google? I mean, what are you?
Yeah, they do pay. I have pay-per-click.
So you're doing Google Ads and an AdWords campaign. That's pay-per-click. What about, have you heard of local service ads or Google Guarantee? That's a pay-per-lead, but it's a lot more affordable and a lot higher conversion rate than something like a Thumbtack or Home Advisor or something like that. I guess my question really, really comes down to this. If you've been with Hi-Boo for over 5 years and you're happy with them, I mean, would you want us to provide a similar service at a lower rate or provide services that they're not currently providing? I mean, what would make you want to switch from Hi-Boo or take us on in addition to what they're doing for you?
No, I'm not going to switch. I'm additional, you know.
So to put it bluntly, why are you still on this phone call? I mean, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but if you're happy with the service you've currently got, we offer a similar service or different services, but you don't want to switch or add something new. I'm just wondering why we're still having this conversation, although I don't mind it. I mean, you're a nice guy, and I appreciate that.
No, I'm doing additional. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Additional work. If more efficient something, so why not with the Hybu and then with the other company? I work like two companies at the same time sometimes. Hybu, they did pay-per-click. I have budget with them. When the budget finish, my name is gonna gun.
How it works. Budget. You know, you're exactly right. The pay-per-click is a rotating system, so you're not always there 24/7, it is pay-per-click per budget, and you're only there as long as your budget allows, and then you disappear for the rest of the month unless you increase your ad spend. So I
need something permanent. I'm looking for something permanent, you know?
Well, that's kind of why... That's exactly why Richard reached out to you. The local map is permanent. It's 24/7. You're entrenched in that pack result where people go when they need something but don't know who to call. A lot of people, myself included, scroll right past the paid ads and start calling businesses they see in that local map or that pack result. Now, you're doing residential and commercial, but more commercial, right? And that's kind of how you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for the commercial refrigeration and the ice machines and things like that, kind of your bread and butter services. So, you know, we can definitely bump up your placement for those types of searches. Like, I mean, you know, you're in Glendale, but you'll go 20 miles, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if I do a search for, say, commercial refrigeration in Glendale, you want your company to be one of those top options, right? You want to pop up on that first page, or ice machine replacement or ice machine repair. You know, you want to be one of those top options that pop up. So that's the service that we provide. Let me do this because, and I'll tell you the results. It's just going to take me a minute here to get everything populated here. But I'm going to do a search for your company by name, address, phone number.
No, I don't want to search by name. I want pop up without name. Like you say.
No, I understand that. But let me tell you what I'm doing and why. I mean, obviously, nobody's going to search for you by company name. You know, that's not how you want to be found. But I am searching for you right now to see what Hybu has done for you and to kind of tell you why you're not in that local map. But of course, we want you to pop up for people to type in, like I said, ice machine repair or commercial refrigeration contractor, you know, those types of searches. That's what you want to show up for. You don't want someone searching for your company by name. I mean, that you've already got. You've been around long enough for that. You don't need us or Hybu for that. But, I mean, what I'm doing right now is I'm basically telling Google, show me everything online for this particular company. And what I should see is page after page after page of directory submissions, whether they're known to the public or not. Google indexes content, and if it's on Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, or something like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, stuff that no one's ever heard of. And we don't create that content so your customers can see it. We create that content so Google can see it. That's what Google wants to see, what the search engines really need to see, especially in competitive industries. So when I do that search, I am seeing that you're missing directories that we can create for you, and that's going to help you be found in that local map section. Facebook ads is a whole other way to be found. You're doing right now Google ads, right? Google ads, that's for someone who is, you know, specifically going online searching for a particular service. Facebook, people are on their Facebook stream all the time, both residential and commercial clients in their downtime. A lot of people use Facebook. You're going to have ads that pop through, commercial refrigeration contractor, ice machine repair. When people click on them, it costs you like 22 cents, or 20 cents even. The Google ads, you're looking at what, $2 to $7 per click? So it adds up pretty quickly, right? So this is going to be a cost-effective way of reaching out throughout that 20-25 mile radius. like I said, and what the email indicates, you're looking at $299.00. If you ever did see the link to the pricing page, that's on there as well. But it is a 50% reduction in the cost of the Platinum package, bringing $599 down to $299, and it took 66% off of your setup. You took $200 off of that $299. It's just a one-time setup fee of $99. So to get everything started, Bob, you're looking at $398. That's the first month plus that $99 setup fee. Every month after that, though, it drops down to that flat rate of $299. We offer the service on a month-to-month basis, no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, that reduced rate will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. Did you have any other questions, though, for me at this point?
I have another company. They gave me $199 for the
That would be for a local campaign.
Set up
yeah.
fee for $199. Was $199 set up fee and then first one time and then $199 per month?
Yeah, that would be for a local-only campaign, and like I said, with this, you're getting $100 worth of Facebook ads. That's the difference from $199 to $299. But it's a $99 setup fee, so you're saving an extra $100. But if you got that phone call from a different company, what stopped you from moving forward with them?
I got called a lot from
yeah.
the same company.
So that's why I sent that email out to you.
I have a question for you.
Like, yeah, okay, of course.
Let's say now I'm driving somewhere and I say fast food near me. Pop up, like I'm on freeway, pop
right.
up some restaurants, right?
Yeah, of course.
If somebody is here, like in Glendale, and he says commercial heating service near me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going
right.
to pop up to the stuff food or
Yes. It? Yeah. Yeah. As long as they're in your service area. Absolutely. Whether they do the near me search or they say, hey Siri, find me, you know, a heating contractor, or if they're on Google Home or Amazon Alexa, the in-home devices, they can be using those voice activated searches as well. Siri on a smartphone, if they're typing in the near me, which often auto-populates as well. Of course, they have to be in your service area looking for a service that you provide, but absolutely, that's our job to make sure that you pop up for those searches so that you can get those calls.
Oh, so you guarantee it?
We've been around, like I said.
I worked with too many companies before, I told you. They say something after that, no results. So that's why.
Well, if they use the word guarantee, that's a red flag right there, okay? I've been with the company myself since 2013, actually 9.5 years. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years, okay? A lot has changed since we started in 2004. It's been about 6 years ago that Google said don't use the word guarantee. Google uses the word guarantee in the terms of local service ads, which is pay per lead. They call it Google Guarantee. If it's not that particular product, Google doesn't want the word guarantee to be used. So if anybody's guaranteeing you first page placement in the local map, they risk being banned and barred by Google because they shouldn't be using that term. But we've been around since 2004. We've been part of the Google Partnership Program from almost the very beginning, which is back more than 6 years ago when Google was looking to partner up with companies to provide professional management, particularly for the Google paid ads. We had already been in business at that point a dozen years. Google recognized our experience and expertise and our track record. Like I said, we were one of the first companies to join that partnership program. So no one can get you on that first page faster than a Google partner. Because we are Google partners, we do get our training and our updates directly from Google. So we know, first of all, the content to create, and when Google makes changes, whether they're big changes or small changes, we are in the conversation ahead of the curve to make sure that we keep you listed on that first page. Keep your phone ringing. Another way to put it, with the 50% reduction in the cost and this other company saying $199, there's no way they're paying for ads. We're paying for $100 of ads. That's part of the $299. We are actually doing a 50% reduction in the Platinum package because you are a legacy company, because you've been around for 25 years more than, right? That's putting us below our operating cost. The reason it's listed on our website at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee, that $898, almost $900, that's about what we spend in the first month. Maybe less because you've got a website. We don't have to build a landing page for you. But we still have to pay for the ads and create the content to get you on that first page. The time, the resources, the manpower, that people that have to get paid to do the work, the direct cost to certain directories that we have to pay. A lot of companies aren't going to pay that cost, but those directories are important. So it gets you on the first page, gets you phone calls, gets you the return on investment, keeps you as a client. We're not trying to, you know, charge you more for something that doesn't need to be done, but some of these things need to be done. We're actually charging you less for doing it the right way. So that $5.99, like I said, on the website, it's there for a good reason. That $2.99 setup fee is there for a good reason. You've got a website. You have some content. I'm happy to take that down to a $99 setup fee because you've been around for so long. That $5.99 becomes $2.99. $3.98, even with a setup fee of $99, is less than what we'll spend in the first month alone to get you on that first page. So our guarantee to you is that we've got skin in the game. We're paying up front in time and resources to get you on that first page more than you'd be paying us to do the job, which means we have to earn your business for 2 or 3 months just for us to break even. And there's no way that we'd be able to stay in business, Bob, these 18 years if we were not able to keep our clients satisfied, keep them on that first page. I mean, if you were to cancel in that first, second, or even that third month, since we're still paying for ads every month, we would lose money, and overall, no business can stay in business for long if they're losing money. We've been around since 2004, obviously with a track record of keeping our clients on that first page. That's why we're one of the first companies to join the Google Partnership Program. That's why we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, and in many cases, as we are now, below our operating costs in that first month. That's where we do the heavy lifting. That's where we do the content creation. That's what gets you on that first page. After that, we're still paying for ads. We're still updating and optimizing. Of course, it's less time and manpower, but still the cost for the ads. But yeah, we don't break even until probably the third or fourth month. So your success is our success. We have to keep your phone ringing for a few months, even just for us to break even.
So what do you think? Is it going to be additional job when I do this, or the
Google it, right? That is what we say. You know, when people don't know who to call, they Google it. They don't call their dad to find out who they should call. They don't use the yellow pages anymore. You've been around long enough to remember the yellow pages, that, and I'm old enough for sure, that big yellow brick that fell on our doorstep usually mid-November. Most of the times now, they don't even deliver them anymore. They're a quarter of the size that they used to be. You know, they're like 100 pages now. Most people just throw it in the recycling. But it works the same way as it used to. I mean, you know, the guy that we call, the guy that is available to do the job, the guy that has a fair price, that's who we call and who we hire. But no one makes that call. No one does that search through the yellow pages anymore. We Google it. We jump on our smartphone. We hop on our computer, or we're looking, you know, scrolling through our Facebook page, whatever it is. Social media is important these days. That's included. This is going to get you more phone calls. Let's be honest. You're not a hair salon, Bob. You're not a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable at $2.99. One job, especially recurring maintenance work or replacement installs, maintenance, that's going to keep your company moving forward into the future. I mean, obviously, you've been around long enough to remember all you really needed was a firm handshake and a business card and maybe a listing in the yellow pages. But now people go online. Even if they know the name of your company, if they've used you in the past, they can't remember the phone number, they Google you. You want to be able to pop up with that frequency of first page placement. You want to be that top option for people who don't know the name of your company. They're just typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. Right now, the online presence that you have is kind of Well, it's like a digital business card. People have to know the name of your business to find that information. They have to be looking for you specifically. Most people aren't going to do that, although you've been around for a long time and many will look for you by name. What you want is to capture new business from people who've never used you before and don't know the name of your company. They don't even know that you're in the area, in the industry, although you've been around for a long time. You know, they are just going to try and find someone who performs the services that you provide because that's what they need. Right now, they're probably seeing one of your competitors and calling them. Somebody who's not been around for half the amount of time that you've been around. Somebody who doesn't know the industry, doesn't know the services, doesn't know the equipment even. But you provide quality work.
We spend a lot of time, Paul. Let me tell you something. I have to answer this call. If my budget is $199, if you have price,
I've got a $199 out the door cost. I can do that for you with no setup fee. I send the email out to you. I think it might have even include the local package. $199 if that's your budget. It's not going to have Facebook ads, but there's no setup fee. So all the content, all the directories, voice-activated searches, near me searches, you'll pop up locally. 20 miles is about 25 miles even is what that local campaign can be good for depending on the area and depending on the industry. It'd be $199 out the door. There's just no Facebook ads. I need about 5 minutes of your time to get it set up. We'll follow up with a call from our technician when you've got more time. That's where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need. But the business is Subcool, right, or Subcool Inc. How did you want it to appear? With the INC?
Subcool INC.
I see it that way on the website. So that's how we'll have it, just like the website. Yeah, exactly like the website. Subcool Inc. or subcoolinc.com is the website. The phone number that we are speaking on, that's the same one on the website, so obviously the number you want your customers to call, the 4551 San Fernando Road, Suite 103, and the email address that I've got on here, of course, is the subcoolinc@gmail.com. One thing I don't see on here is your last name.
Bront, B-R-O-N-T.
B-R-O-N-T?
Yeah.
Okay. And your first name is Bob, or you go by Bob, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when we contact you, we'll use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But do you have a preference as to phone, email, or text, how we contact you? Of course, your customers are mostly just going to call you directly.
Everything is fine.
Perfect.
Email, text.
There's going to be some overlap, of course. If we call you and don't reach you, we'll leave a message and then send a text message for you.
Yeah.
Emails will be mostly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have in your records. So I've got all the information. Absolutely. And it's good to have that flexibility. As long as you answer your phone or respond to the emails, that's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And, of course, we expect the same when a customer, a potential customer, is calling you.
So what do you think? The $199 is going to be... It's going to be more job or no? Just ask me this question.
Yeah. I mean, it is a great way to be found, and I think it's definitely going to help. If that's what your budget allows, I mean, obviously you can spend more. You're probably spending a lot more on the Google ads, right? But most people go to the local map. Like I said, I go to the local map because that's where I can start looking at websites and making sure that people do what I'm requiring, right? So that local campaign is a great way to get started. And now is a good time to do it because that's the lowest price that we offer all year long. We're actually starting officially on Monday, but I'm already doing it now. Throwback price from 2021, moving into 2023. So we're dropping our rate until the end of the year to $199.
So what keyword are you going to use?
Goes up to $249 after the first.
You're going to use the new keywords or the same? How are you going
to? So we will, like I said, when you've got a little more time, do a client interview. So we're going to talk to you about all the different services that you want to be found for. Then we do the keyword research, what people are typing in. I mean, you do commercial refrigeration, you do air conditioning services, heating services, you do ice machines. So we're going to do the keyword research, whatever businesses and even residential clients are typing in. We'll be able to create that content for your business, and you'll pop up for all of those searches. You don't want to be
okay,
limited. You don't want to be limited by how someone searches for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, the best part about the service, it's month to month. There's no contract. You can stop at any time. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, you can even pause the service. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Okay? So I've got the information that I need here. I'll schedule a follow-up call with our technician for when you've got a little bit more time. But to secure that listing, that initial payment of $199, how did you want to take care of that? Credit or debit? What's going to work best for you?
Check.
Well, your checking account's probably connected to... Your checking account is probably connected to a debit card. We obviously wouldn't be able to get anything started if you're going to mail us a check. We also can't do month to month with a check because there's just extra manpower involved. We could invoice you for 3 months at a time, which would be, just shy of $600. And then there's also a $10 service fee, so that puts you north of $600 to come out of pocket for that. But we do use... debit cards as well. Debit cards are connected to your checking account or your MasterCard or Visa.
I can't send you a 3 month check for 3 months. One check and then
you can
stop.
Yeah. You can mail us a check for 3 months plus the $10 service fee.
Yeah. So let me see.
You'd be the first one.
Hmm?
People always promise me the check's in the mail. I never get it. It's $597 plus the $10 service fee. You'd be looking at being invoiced for $607.
$607 for 3 months.
Yes, it's $199 times 3, which is $597, and then there is a $10 service fee.
$10 service. Okay.
So you're looking at $607 to get started.
$607 with $1,000.
And that's for 3 months.
For 3 months, and then we'll check if 3 months is good. I send you another 3 months later. After 3 months, I send you another.
Okay. And is that how you always do business? By check? I mean, I know you've been around for a long time, but
you know what? You know how many cards I change with Yelp? Yelp, I cancel with them, and then after 4 or 5 months, they charge me like $700. I have to cancel. I have to change the card. Always this company, after I cancel, like 1 year later, they charge on the card. I see next door, they just charge me $250, but I canceled with them like 2 years ago. 2 months ago, they charged me $250. And then the card, well, when it be in the file, always... They charge,
I understand your frustration with that and why you have the policy in place, and I know that everything has an exception, but I mean, before I can even process any form of payment for you, I have to read a voice verification. It's required of us because we're Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It clearly states it bills once a month for exactly $199, that there's never any penny more, that you can cancel at any time. So, I mean, I'm not going to risk my placement with the company. I've been around, like I said, I started 9.5 years ago. Nor would I jeopardize my company's relationship with Google. I would not risk my job, nor would I risk our partnership with Google to do something.
How can I cancel? How can I cancel if I need to?
You can call us anytime before your billing date. We ask that you remember to call us 3 days before your billing date because we are closed on the weekend. Now, many years ago, I worked in client support. Probably 6 years ago, I spent about a year in client support. So I do know our policies. If you call the day that it billed or if you call 3 days after
it doesn't matter.
You can still cancel it by just calling
us. Guys, you have accounts so I can log in and then password. I don't know how to go inside. And then
yes.
Or no.
Yes, you are going to get you will get a username and a password, so you'll have 24/7 access to your account. Yes, sir.
Can I cancel from my account too?
Of course.
Okay. Let me have this call, and then you check with your technician, so call me back when we talk. But I have to answer this call. I have one call.
Okay. So I'm going to call you in about an hour. We'll get everything set up, okay?
Not good time. Lunchtime, after hours. Call me. I got to go to lunch and come back. Maybe 3 o'clock. Maybe 4 o'clock.
Okay. I'll call you at 3.
Or when I come back, or when I have time after this call, just I want to check this. Do you have phone number? Do you have something? Do you want me to reply to this email? Just send it to me?
Yeah, reply to the email. Reply to the email. That's fine. I'm going to take my lunch break.
What should I say? Call me, Paul?
Yeah. That's fine.
I will reply to you. Yeah. Then if you finish here, I'll reply.
All right, Bob. I appreciate you. I'll definitely reach back out soon. We'll get everything set up.
Okay, no problem. Got it.
All right, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.